It's Friday. Do you know where your IT pros are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, two guys who can't figure out how to stream their own show. Where's Steve? What do you mean he's on vacation? I can't work like this. It's Patch and Switch.
He's like surly now.
It's surly.
Are we actually streaming?
No, we are. I can see on the page. We've got the right button. I gotta press another button here to get the cameras live. Hang on a second. I didn't press the stream button though. So you sure we're streaming?
I don't know. You're looking at it.
The page says we are. Okay, here it is. This is the button for the camera. Is that the camera? It's giving me a big warning sign.
No, that's my machine, dude.
No, that's the camera.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It's not. It's my computer.
There's the camera button. It's, you know what? You have to press it harder. No, that's not it. It says camera. Camera?
Yeah. No. That's not it.
No, that's not it.
That's not it. Hang on.
HDMI 1. Yeah,
I mean the keyboard.
No, it's here.
No, I know.
I think I broke the keyboard. This is awesome. Did you lock something? You did lock something.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hang on.
What's this? Control Alt Delete.
No, don't do that.
No. Come on. Just plug this in here. Press that. See, look, it's giving me an error message.
Monitor, camera.
See?
Camera on mount.
There we go. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. I did it.
It was a mountain before. Hang on a second. Is it? See? No?
No, look. If you look at the.
Yeah, but that's that. But, oh, okay. See? Okay, got it. This is a stand. Perfect. How are you doing?
That was exciting.
It was very exciting. We just got our crash course in how Twitch TV and streaming works with OBS Studio and a whole bunch of buttons and this strange USB Stream Deck thing that
apparently had malfunctions.
I was pressing the button.
I'm sure you were pressing the button.
And the button was not working. So we're there. We're back in. Welcome to Patch and Switch. This is a... How would you say this? We have a void of tech support in the room. However, we do have the ever fearless Naz just on the other side of the door. We can break the glass, and she comes running in to be able to assist us.
But apparently, she's not.
She's not listening to
she's
us.
Not watching
she would have
show.
Come in to help us.
Yeah,
you know. So she'll join us later, I'm sure.
Mm. Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of the exciting Patch and Switch program.
I still am just amazed that we got this little thing to work here.
Didn't get that to work. I did the override. I did the manual override.
So now you have to keep on moving your finger on the mouse over there to make it so it doesn't go to sleep again every once in a while. So don't put that too far away.
Okay.
There you go.
I'll just leave it right there.
Because we could all of a sudden end the stream and not even know it.
So a lot of people forgot we were on Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I even went and put a post on Facebook, and I think I tweeted it last night, or the Patch and Switch handle tweeted it last night,
mm-hmm.
The Twitch account. So we're there.
Okay. Hello to Mr. Blacksway and Super Tech Boy, both in the Twitch chat room.
Woo.
Super Tech Boy asking, why not Mixer?
Why not Mixer? Well, actually, Richard Hay asked that as well, and
yeah.
So did Paul Throt. And I said, well, because basically people that don't stream games on Mixer get yelled at.
Oh.
It's the community on Mixer is very much focused on games.
On gaming.
Whereas Twitch has evolved beyond just doing gaming. That's why you can, like, there's actually a show that's all about making breakfast on Twitch TV.
I'm sorry?
Like they literally have a half an hour show every day about whatever this person makes for breakfast. So sometimes it's bagels, sometimes it's some fresh granola, little times it has a little bit of yogurt going in there, and it's literally just a 20-minute show on someone making breakfast. And apparently it has over 100,000 subscribers.
And we can't get more than 5 people to watch
the
show.
I'm telling you, we're talking about the wrong thing. Talking about the wrong thing.
Okay.
We could talk about bad vending machine coffee. We have that. That works.
It's not the worst. The problem is, so the issue that I have.
Technical design errors that we have.
I'm cool with the fact that we have this reusable,
yes.
You know, like.
The secret bunker is located in a building that is considered to be zero waste or striving to be zero waste.
Right.
So everything is these actual cups.
Right. The problem is that they're rather large cups.
Mm-hmm.
which is great for when you want volume. A lot of coffee.
Yeah.
However, it lets a lot of air in and it makes it colder faster. So and there's no lids.
It's thermally challenged cups for coffee, which should stay hot.
Yes.
Okay. So I've just verified. Again, Steve's been doing great. He set us up for, he didn't set us up for failure. He set us up for success by basically making as much stuff as simple as possible.
Yes.
Which still was not quite simple enough for us. But we do actually have on the Facebook page, there is a page on the page that's called Live Stream.
Okay.
Which actually has this Twitch stream embedded on it.
So if you can't get directly, well, would that work though? If you,
I don't know,
if you can't get directly to Twitch because of your,
it depends if the firewalls go in and block it or not. But
yeah,
if the URL is blocked, you should be able to get in. But either way, we're there on FB and also directly on the Twitch streams as well, available on Twitch app. And I just uploaded the last six shows to Channel 9, which means that they will be closed captioned. Although because they're an hour long and it's random stuff like you and me talking, they generally take about a week to close caption.
Oh, okay.
Because the people, the service that we use, I think, is based out of Israel, and they must think we're absolutely lunatics.
Just of
like,
course.
Who Our on earth does a show like this where they just simply randomly talk about stuff?
Yes.
And they go through and they do the closed captioning. And I would love to be the person that has to do that. Like, just sit there and listen and then hopefully laugh. So if you're transcribing this and turning this into closed captions, thank you very much for the job that
yes,
you do.
Please. Yeah, thank you.
But they're, you know, figuring out some way that they can go in and probably type coded messages about things that we're saying in the background. So
that's not code. That's just the gibberish we talk about.
And then they go off and they publish it, and then we can go off and make it live. Once it hits Channel 9, it gets live. Then it goes inside the iTunes stream.
Yes.
Once it's in the iTunes stream, then that's when Rigsby eventually catches up about 6 months later. So I think he believes it's still the month of February.
Of 2016?
Of 2016. It's the last episode that he had.
Okay.
So I will be striving to automate this process more.
Okay.
By meaning of delegation.
Absablog and Lutely says caffeine will keep your screen from going to sleep.
Hit the mouse again.
Sorry.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
Got it.
We're good.
It's like, you know, you have to, remember those, the really old days? Do you ever have to use like a phone booth to make a phone call? And
yes.
Like long distance phone call? And then
I've never done long distance.
Oh, I've done long distance on that before. I had a friend
Pocket
that
full
I wanted
of dimes.
To call. Literally where the operator would come in and say, please insert another 35 cents to be able to extend your call by 2 minutes. I was like, what? Ching, ching. That's really dated.
They actually
had
phone booths? It wasn't like moose?
It's like... No, for those, you have to give them moose treats to be able to move along.
Gotcha. Vizio MVP stating that the live stream on Facebook page works.
Nice.
Super Tech Boy says, so no robots for Ignite. How about remote-controlled drones with cameras?
So they explicitly put into our renewal contract that there was no remote autonomous drone automation. No remote automation of drones.
Right.
That's allowed indoors.
Correct.
Indoors. Didn't say anything about dive bombing people on the boardwalks between the streets and the buildings.
Stop now.
However, in case you haven't noticed from looking at the Ignite website, all of the breakout sessions are in one building.
In one building?
Yes. They're all inside the one building, except obviously first day with keynotes being in the north building.
Yeah.
All the rest of the stuff content that you're going to be concerned about is all inside of that one very large one area.
Did you see Schedule Builders live?
I did. I'm very excited.
Yeah?
You can actually find, you might even be able to find us. I haven't checked that yet.
Oh, yeah?
Let me go off and take
Are
a
we there?
Let me check.
I mean, we're going to the show. Do we have a session?
They gave us a show. I don't know if they put us in as a session or not. No, that's the speaker portal. You don't want to go there. Stop.
It's okay. You're not on the camera.
I know. I'm not showing people. Okay. I don't know how to, I'm not touching this thing again.
Oh, no, I could switch
it. I'm not going to switch it.
I could.
Hang on a second. What am I doing here?
Chazridge says Facebook does not work from his office.
Oh, so that's blocked even there.
So we like Twitch.
That's where you can use Twitch, and if it's blocked in your, not blocked in your office, you also can use the app, because you can use the Twitch app on your phone.
Oh, that's true. Oh, the iframe for Twitch TV is blocked. Oh, yeah.
Got it. We are so tech savvy. Like, can you believe this?
Super Tech Boy asking questions. I don't have the direct answer as to whether or not there were less sessions from last year. We'll have more info later.
In the post-event report.
Yes.
Although,
something.
I will say one thing. There is, and Anna announced this. Anna Chu announced this, which is very, very cool.
You need to follow her on Twitter.
You
do. If you don't.
You need to follow her on Twitter, or you can just follow us, and we'll occasionally talk about stuff occasionally. But sessions are being streamed, and I'm not just talking about one session.
Four sessions?
30 sessions.
Say what?
Simultaneous. Simultaneous sessions are being streamed.
How do you pick what you're going to watch?
It's like you have the betting wall on your hand. Like you got the betting wall on your laptop.
Yeah.
So you can literally go to Tech Communities on Microsoft.
Yes.
And they have a community for Ignite. And in there, they actually will have, supposedly, according to what Anna has said, a player that allows you to choose the sessions you want to watch.
Now, you're going to want to make sure that you register ahead of time and join the tech community if you haven't. Now, of course, our audience is always on point. They're already involved in the tech community.
Yes.
So they don't have to worry about registering. But if you're catching the show for the first time, you're going to want to make sure that you register for the tech community. Mr. Blacksway says, my Facebook thing does not work either. Twitch shows up, though. It's fine from home. But you're able to see it, right?
Oh, yeah, I can see it. It's definitely working.
Yeah.
I checked it. And that's from the Bunker network.
All right. Fair enough. So it's Super Tech Play. It's exactly like the big wall that there was last year, but it's online and available for you. Okay.
So we did announce that we have renewed. We were renewed for being able to do our show again.
We're going to be doing Patch and Switch live from
Microsoft Ignite. Live from Microsoft Ignite. It has not currently been tick boxed unhidden from the schedule.
Ah.
So it will show up there. I think you're
sure that we're still there.
We're still there. The problem is you didn't respond to an email about the actual subject line, abstract, speaker level, and technical level. What would you rate the show technical level at?
25.
See, I would have given it at least
from
75.
From 100 to 400, I'd say 25.
I would have given it at least a 75. We're almost there.
Oh, really?
But we should up our game for when we're there.
I want to ask, our audience is here and they're chatting with us today. What do you think? Are we near 100 level? Have we even reached that yet? We can't even be rated. They don't even give our stuff a level.
What is it? The unrated version of Patch and Switch? What do they do that? For movies?
It's the director's cut.
The director's cut. I want the early 2000s pop-up video bubble edition. Remember those ones?
You know what? That would be fun. A pop-up video version of Patch and Switch with random useless facts. Because it shows random useless facts anyway.
I am so going to go and do that for one of the episodes.
That would be fun. Super Tech Boy, seemed like there was quite an obsession with bacon last year. The bacon song at breakfast to bacon facts that were on the big screen. I'm not quite sure what your point is.
Oh.
It's always bacon.
My session's listed, though, for Oracle.
You're doing an Oracle session?
It's probably the first Oracle session at Microsoft Ignite in probably close to, since the inception of Microsoft Ignite, I would have to say.
Nice.
So I've actually got one there, so I show up.
Foul Temper PDX says 1.21 gigawatts. I guess that's the rating. Is that our level rating, our session level, 1.21 gigawatts?
I would say we're probably more like a gigahertz.
1.2
gigahertz. 1. We're a Celeron processor. We're a Celeron.
Intel 380. The Vizio MVP, the directors are cut. We don't have a director.
Very true.
At least one that doesn't.
Someone would have broken into the room by now if that was the case.
Hey, let's start the program because we're 14 minutes in and have not talked about anything.
Right on.
So let's start off with the things that from the trenches, the things that we're doing in our day jobs. I've just come back from holiday. Vacation.
And you don't work on vacation?
Nope.
Did you? Were you affected by the fires?
I was affected by the fires. Now, Eastern Washington have had several fires, and actually one sparked up with 2 days left on our vacation.
Wow.
And chased us out. We actually had to leave.
That's not good.
No.
Well, glad you made it out.
Yeah. We were really never truly in danger. It's one of those decisions where the winds were blowing about 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. As I know, driving white knuckles through the canyon with my boat on the back.
Your boat on the back of your truck.
It was crazy. I do believe that this was not considered human started. There was a lightning storm. So they're called dry thunderstorms. So the storm comes through and it's generally lightning.
A little bit of mist, and that's it. It's
not
a
really
big
even
downpour.
Mist. I mean, it was just kind of lightning and thunder, and it's generally when it's hot and dry.
So I didn't notice that when I moved out west, was the fact that there's very few thunderstorms here.
Yeah, there really is.
Like, I'm used to lots of thunderstorms back east.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, managed to get, you know, we made the decision. Hey, let's just not mess around and just take off. And
right on.
We did that. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I've been doing. So I've spent this week getting reacclimated to actually doing work, which is why a lot of emails have gone unanswered. I believe I am now to last Thursday.
Nice.
So I'm less than a week behind in email.
Nice. And that's probably why you didn't respond to those emails.
That's exactly why I didn't respond to those emails.
We should do like, what's the official, what is that Twitter account? Was it, what is the Twitter account that Ludwig uses? He created the countdown to Ignite.
Yes.
Is it like 30? Are we 30 days away? No, not quite.
Not quite.
We're still like 33 days away or
something
like
that. Yeah.
To Ignite. See, I was doing some Ignite stuff myself. Getting ready for and planning out sessions and session content. There will also be a presence at Microsoft Ignite.
There's presence?
There will be a presence, not presence. I know like my last name is
them?
I know my last name is Claus, therefore you expect presence whenever we meet. However, the
I don't know what's wrong with that.
I don't. There we will be doing part of the live stream that's going on day 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yes,
is going to have some Channel 9 content going on there too.
Ooh!
So we're going to have a live stream throughout all the days.
So not only can you live stream sessions, but there's going to be some
entertainment and Ooh. Also informative information that goes on during the breaks, as opposed to just white space. So very nice.
Do I get to do any of this?
It's still to be determined. I'm still reading your 16-page rider, actually, that your agent gave me. So we'll find out. But the plan is to have a bunch of different folks that are out there. We're going to have some folks from office come over to do some hosting stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the dev crew from the cloud developer advocates, the cloud operations advocates are going to be doing some stuff there as well.
Your team, yes.
My team, yes. And who knows what. So lots of fun happening there. And I'm still debating on whether or not we have to put any parameters around the types of guests that we have or just simply leave it wide open. So that's a meeting I'm having with the producers later today.
Producers?
There's actually producers, believe it or not.
Really?
It's not me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They don't trust me with that stuff.
Vizio MVP says the crew want to know if there will be a bag reveal. There's all this rumors and stuff around. The patch and switch don't do countdown anymore, blah, 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 blah. I don't believe the hype.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the next segment of the show.
Well, can I talk about the rest of the stuff I did?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
You're rushing through what's going on?
Well, we're at 18 minutes.
Okay.
We're good. You know what? Generally, the first segment takes 45 minutes of the show, so we're good.
Definitely, for sure. Playing around with Server 2019, working with that. Getting in touch with some good friends at a particular storage company and hardware company called Data On.
Oh, yes. Those who have followed this show for any amount of time or any of the sessions that we've done previously. And what was the last we did?
It's been a while, man.
2008 to 20.
Oh. We're old. We're old.
Was that the last Windows Server session we did? Was our upgrade migration story?
Yeah, it was upgrade migration story back. And actually, people have asked for it to come back. They've actually asked to have like the 4-part series. That was in Houston. You and I did that, man.
Wow.
So you and I did a 4-part series of upgrading your infrastructure, the first party services on server whatever, probably 2003 or 2008 up to 2012. That was the session that it was. It was a four-parter. It was a lot of fun. A lot of work, but a lot of fun. Anyway, Data On were the folks that provided us with some of the hardware to be able to do that with. I've been talking with them back with the Windows Server team because they make some really awesome stuff for what they call WSSD, Windows Server Software Defined Solutions. So basically you buy like a 2-node or a 6-node setup. They have, it's all hyper-converged. They have software-defined networking, software-defined storage, multiple nodes. If one node goes down, the rest of it keeps on going. All sorts of fun stuff like that. The reason why I was reaching out to them was because I found out that they actually have this really cool, remember how we used to use those 2-node cluster in a boxes?
Remember.
I think I still have one somewhere. It was awesome.
It's running this show.
They actually make a system that's called a Kepler 2-node system. I just love the name.
Kepler.
A Kepler.
Do you have a history on the name?
Can I switch this? Would it work?
I don't know. You can try to press a button. If not,
I think
I can,
it's this
I
one. No, hang on. No, I got it. Let me try. See what this does. No. Oh, that says that's it. No. Try this one.
Can we do this?
No.
That that's me.
Hang on. That's you.
Oh, there we go.
So down here, this thing called a Kepler two-node system. This puppy is basically literally two-node box. They're two separate ones. They literally can fit inside your carry-on luggage if you wanted to, for different sizes. Their web page is a little bit slow. I think someone must be streaming or something like that.
I think it's your network.
It could be my network. But picture – it's taken a long time to come up. Picture this hyper-converged appliance that literally can sit inside of a carry-on piece of luggage. And it's actually attached, if you wanted to, with a USB-C Thunderbolt connection for the background network.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So here it is with the 2016 stuff that they have, but they actually make it so that it can work with 2019 as well. There it is right there. The mini tower servers, couple Xeons, 128 gigs of RAM, 8 terabytes of storage space, Thunderbolt 3 direct connection between them.
Phenomenal. So you use a Thunderbolt connection for them to talk to each
other? That's the background network they're using to be able to synchronize between the two of them. So picture this in like a disaster relief zone or like a hardened, you know, robo case box or something like that you have to go and pack out to be able to go someplace. Flipping back to the cameras here. Anyway, they'll have some of these boxes at Ignite, and I want to go off and see them because they just look awesome.
That's fantastic.
But they've actually got a setup where they talk about it on their website about Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah.
They literally go in with a set of these things for their infrastructure into a particular area that they're doing work in where there's no infrastructure to be able to set it up and have it up and working very, very quickly. Very cool. And you know what? I'm thinking, you know, we could actually see if we could borrow or abscond ourselves with one of those and call one of them Patch and one of them Switch.
Oh, yeah.
And then and we can get some kind of funky LED lit up Thunderbolt cable connection between them that have like little lights going around.
Like the show, the bits go back and forth. Yeah, yeah.
We can have something like that.
Do they make those for USB-C?
I don't know.
Because I've seen that with like power chargers, like lightning
cables.
Power
chargers will do them for sure.
There's got to be one. We'll have to find it.
So I've been playing around a bit with Server 2019 and 2016. The fun, cool stuff you can do with that. Very exciting. Lots of hybrid technologies that are built in. In fact, the Windows Server team is doing a blog series right now of all the cool new stuff. And you would love this one. It's a segue into the next segment, which is talking about articles of tech that we found recently.
Yes.
We don't have a name for it yet.
No.
I just thought of a name. What do you think of this name? We'll call the name of the next segment where we talk about articles that are interesting, RFC. Request for
comments.
Is that good?
Yes.
I think make it so. We're going to call this next segment RFC.
I'll take a note on that.
Yeah. Anyway, so while you're looking up your article, because you obviously got the memo to do your homework before the show started, the article that I want to draw attention to is actually a blog post from the Azure Active Directory team, where someone wrote an article saying, what's new in 2019 for Active Directory? ... Nothing.
It's the entire article?
No. They literally went through and did the research on what exactly is new inside of 2019, and they found a couple of small things here and there that they then brought in, did the analysis of what it was, and it's awesome, like how easy it was to be able to find that information. So it's like, And I'm like, the only one that has enough clout to be able to write that is the individual that wrote it. Of course, the name escapes me right now, but the article is actually on the server the server blog talking about what's new in Active Directory. So, rock solid, always there, capable of being able to work as it is, and there is like this teeny little bit of stuff that's been added to it to give it more in line and sync with Azure Active Directory.
Correct.
And does some cool stuff with revising or revving up the schema up to version 88. So that's a very lucky number, 88.
Absablog and Lutely in our chat on Twitch has added the link to that blog.
Excellent. Look at that. See, I love this community that's here, man. Like, they'll go through and they'll find the articles for you to be able to pull them up.
And it was written by Willem Kasdorp.
Right.
So, yes, absolutely.
It's a well-written article, well-researched.
That article was based on preview bits, may not necessarily reflect general availability. And that's from Pierre Roman.
He should be working, actually. What's he doing watching this show?
Is it actually,
it's lunchtime.
Yeah, it's lunchtime.
So I he's allowed to watch the show when this is lunch, I guess.
I want to say a big hello to Bland Alfredo.
I love that name.
It's a great name. Who's joined the program. So have we changed segments of the show?
We are now officially in RFC.
In RFC?
Yeah. You need to come up with audio segments, or we need like a splash screen that happens. We have to up our game.
You do realize that we're just lucky that the show is running.
I know,
right now,
I know.
Right?
But we need to have some kind of a splash, like, and then go on to the next one. I could do the sound if you want. RFC. RFC. There you go. That work? Anyway, I'm also now doing my due diligence, and I'm putting in the link to that data on storage Kepler system.
Okay.
Because we're that kind of host that wants to make sure our audience is informed.
Absolutely.
Did you find your article on your
phone?
No,
actually, I can talk about the discussion that has been had as one of your folks on your team is having a discussion around burnout. IT burnout.
Yes.
Burnout in IT, and it's actually, I believe there's a session.
There is.
At Ignite that Sonia, who was a guest on the program a few weeks ago, had. And that kicked
she's
off.
Currently
that
sleeping
actually
right
kicked
now.
Off quite
She's currently
the
sleeping right now.
Yeah, I'd hope so. That actually kicked off quite the discussion on Twitter. So a lot of times it's not necessarily articles as much as it is the discussion on Twitter.
Yes.
And, you know, it's one of those things that I guess I really never paid attention to when I was doing it because you just kind of when you're stuck in the middle of the outages and that thing, you're just in firefighting mode and you're just kind of doing it and you're just going on and on and on and you just that's what you do. You have to have a special something to get into this career of IT. There's just not a little
few
right.
Screws that are loose. Yes.
Yeah, it's like being a hockey goalie. Right? You've got it. There's just something.
Yes, I want to stand in front of a very small, hard, black puck being shot at me at over 120 miles an hour.
Yes. Anyway, so yes. Bland Alfredo, you know I'm 10 feet away from you and I can make that splash segment, right? No?
Who's Burnout Alfredo?
Burnout Alfredo? No, it's Bland Alfredo.
Bland Alfredo. Burnout. We're talking about burnout. I bet you that's Cameron.
Are you doing email?
No, I'm actually now finding that I'm trying to do Steve's job because he's really good at putting links in the thing. And so I'm just now putting the link in for that burnout session inside the chat window.
It's Bland Alfredo is actually Cameron.
There we go. So we need a session for what we're doing in
the
trenches.
We're not talking about work.
What?
No, we're actually on the show.
Okay.
We should probably continue.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway,
the burnout session.
So it's one of those things that when I was in the middle of it, never really thought about. And it's something that the discussion and given my recent vacation, it's really something that I just have not really considered.
Were you fully disconnected?
Those things. I was.
Was that by
choice
days to get or was
there.
It?
No, it was a choice.
Yeah.
It took me a couple of days.
It wasn't because you're in an isolated area but you didn't get signal.
No, I had signal. I had Wi-Fi in the motel and
I will confirm that you did not answer a single email while
correct.
You were gone and
I was
that
not
is
on,
that was good.
And I generally wasn't even looking at social media.
Wow.
That was yeah.
Were your kids able to do that?
No.
They haven't appreciated it yet.
You brought this up, so I'm going to tell this story.
Sure, man.
So last night, the teenager, well, they're both teenagers.
They're both
the oldest
now.
Teenager had her birthday celebration.
The taller one.
Yes,
the taller 17-year-old. The 17-year-old.
I can't believe I have a 17-year-old.
It's nuts.
There were I want to say 13 or 14 teenagers.
14 in your house?
In the house.
Oh, wow.
And there was a conversation happening where one of them stated that her phone had gotten to 18%, and when it gets to 4%, she's going to leave.
She chooses how much to physically interact with people based on how much charge she has.
And I said, what happens when it goes to zero? And she says, I turn into a pumpkin.
that's when the equivalent of the beer scooter, and from my perspective, kicks in. Little antenna pops up on the hat and does an autopilot to get me home again.
Yeah.
That's the same deal, I guess. Except now it's a social scooter.
But this is... This person is around probably the bulk of the people who actually interact with them social media wise.
It's true. It's a self-fulfilling circle, right? Of people and friends that they talk with.
I mean,
and well, they're all there. They're in the room.
It's broader than that, but the core set of people are probably in the room at that point.
Very true.
I find this just absolutely fascinating. I'm sure a lot of it is humorous, but just how attached they are with the phones. And then 100% the most photographed generation in history.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They write sessions for tech conferences about just how connected this generation is and thinking and theorizing about the digital footprint they're going to leave behind.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Can you imagine the time capsule of this generation?
I don't even think they have time capsules anymore, man.
Well, I know. You don't need to. But when you go back and you look at it, right? I mean, that's the digital footprint, right?
The time capsule will be a backup tape from a data center someplace in Central Europe or something like that.
Let's recover this and see what's on it. Hey, can we talk about...
Move the mouse again, would you?
Oh, yeah. Just to make sure we don't fall asleep here.
Got it.
Can we switch segments real quick?
Well, we don't have splash sound.
Have we finished?
But, well,
that's all right. We don't need the splash.
No, we did the articles and links.
Okay.
Next session.
Cool. Yes, Pierre says it's FOMO, fear of missing out, which I 100% know and agree with.
Totally.
Absablog and Lutely, just to wrap up, says, I unplug from work when I go on vacation. I'm surprised at how many colleagues do not. Mm-hmm. I'm calling out my boss right now who keeps sending me emails and he's on vacation.
Do you think he watches the show? That's the question.
No. I know he doesn't watch this show, but stop with the emails. You're on vacation.
Yep.
So changing to the segment to beer money, which is the support that we do for our friends, our family, our family's friends, pets, aunt, sister's uncle.
Right.
I want to talk about hard drive recovery.
Okay. I'm taking it that you had an issue that popped up recently.
So it's not me, a friend, and this is not asking for a friend. Truly, a friend friend was over. Runs a small business.
Overheard recently.
A new small business. Laptop hard drive has failed. I have not yet done any diagnostics to see exactly what's going on. Does my community of people? It's been a long time since I've done a recovery.
The six people that are watching right now.
Software that folks are using to do drive recovery?
I have not done a drive recovery in so many years,
or 10 years ago.
It's been a long time,
right? Which was OnTrack, which was fantastic at the time. I just don't know if anything has changed.
If it even exists anymore?
No, they do. Right. It does. Well, I mean, I was on their website yesterday.
Is it different to do software recovery off of a drive if it's a spinning media versus a flash-based one?
Yeah, well, you have to have different licensing, I know for sure.
Is the technology different?
I don't know.
Back in my day, you could throw the drive into a freezer, and then it would unseize the heads to be able to go off and to open it up briefly.
Yeah, so this is a physical hard drive.
Right.
So it's not an SSD.
Okay.
So if
the heads are seized,
says
you could.
It's a hard drive or an SSD. C-Sharp Fritz says, FOMO is real. As a remote employee, I consistently have FOMO. Do you have that problem with your team?
What?
Fear of missing out because your team is mostly remote?
For social media?
For or anything. Just
actually, Sonia was talking about it just recently because she's obviously in a different time zone. We always schedule our team meetings to take place when everyone can attend. So people in the East Coast of the United States basically have to go to work and attend a meeting at like 9 o'clock at night to make it so that it all works. But, you know, we're doing that, which is fine. But she mentioned on two different occasions. One occasion was talking about how cloud ops advocates are available on social media following the AZ ops hashtag around the sun, basically. We got coverage around the sun because as she's going to bed, Bender's getting up on the East Coast or something like that, which is kind of cool. But she also mentioned that she's now made a group of other, I'm not going to say V team, but basically geography-based Australian team members of other parts of the organization has made her own little team to be able to talk with because she's like, it's kind of sad when I'm going off and talking to an empty chat room waiting for the Americans
waiting for everybody to wake up. Yeah.
So, you know, they're there.
That was a good segue because now we've got answers because there is this delay between the time I put
when
something
you
out and the time
up,
that we actually get something in.
I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, you like that?
Nice.
So there's the freezer trick.
Yes.
Which is freeze the hard drive.
Basically throw it in the freezer if it's a drive seizure issue.
Which I don't know yet.
Right. Throw it in the freezer. I would leave it in there for a couple hours, bring it out, and then quickly plug it into an external mount and then see if you can copy stuff off.
The second thing, if it's a hard drive, hit it on spin up to unseize it.
So literally, yep. Smack.
Just knock it.
Yeah. You definitely want to have an external case to be able to do this all with, as opposed to doing it inside the laptop. Just don't throw the laptop inside the freezer, because the condensation when you turn it on will not be good for the circuits.
Does anybody else think that that comes from actual experience?
I'm not talking about this.
I am not surprised. I am not surprised at all, my friend. When you freeze it, is it you quickly? You've got to try to get as much stuff off it because it'll probably seize again. Or yeah, I'm hoping that this may be a scenario where it's, well, see, and this is the thing. All I've got to get is my documents. The reality is the majority of the stuff that she needs is in my documents.
Yeah.
But this could also be an issue of, you know, where it kind of goes into that crazy unformatted state where it just loses partition tables.
Table's gone.
Stuff. Yeah.
And that's when they have to go through and actually take an image of the drive and start looking at it and rebuilding it with the third-party software to go off and rebuild stuff, which is a pain. But
can so blockably, I'm not sure how I'd explain to the wife that I need to put a laptop in the freezer. There's a lot of things that happen that just you just have to question.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a part of me, Plan Alfredo. There's a part of me that hopes that Rick has indeed put a computer in the freezer. Is there any doubt that Rick has at one point put a computer in the freezer? Generally not because he meant to. and I'll leave it at that.
I can neither confirm or deny that there may have been a desktop in the freezer at one point in time.
Hang on, I need to move the vodka. Put the laptop in. Put the desktop.
A desktop. Not just a laptop, a desktop.
In the freezer.
I don't want to talk about it.
Anyway, so if any of my friends, those are really good recovery tricks, but does anybody use software? Because I'm not sure. And the other thing, too, is with laptop hard drives, hearing the clicky click if it's seized is a lot harder to determine that.
Where's your stethoscope?
Oh.
You don't have one?
Back in the day, I had one, but I don't think I have one anymore.
That can work.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it does the clicky click thing. I like I said, the laptop will be coming to me later today. I do have an external, and I'm hoping it's new enough because it's been a long time since I've done this, the little external connector that I can connect everything up to and just give it a test. But, the software is good for those corrupt partitions and file systems and stuff, which I'm hoping is what it is. The laptop wasn't dropped.
Yeah.
It was working fine before. So I don't think it's RAID, it's a laptop and. I want to give it a test. But does the freezing thing work with laptop hard drives too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're spinning mechanicals. Yeah. Right. Normally the hard drive dies because of a seizure of the heads or it dies, but you should have gotten warnings about this with corrupt sectors.
Yeah.
Right. And bad areas from heads being hit on the platters and things. Definitely.
Super Tech Boy asks if Rick has ever put a hard drive or desktop out in the snow during a Canadian winter. So the next segment of the show, have you done any, I don't know if I even want to ask this question. Have you done any tech support for your friends or family?
Tech support for friends or family. This week has been, this last fortnight has been a slow tech support time for me. The extent of my tech supporting has been trying to troubleshoot where my kids have left the Xbox controllers. And whether or not the pad used to plug in a headset and chat with is actually broken, or if it's the headset that's broken for the microphone. It's literally been troubleshooting Fortnite chat sessions going on.
Oh.
That's what I've been troubleshooting.
I find this interesting. The Fortnite player in your house is not the boy.
No. It's definitely not one of my daughters, one of the twins, is taking great pleasure in owning most of her friends that are boys, not boyfriends, on Fortnite.
And she talks trash.
She is good at talking trash.
Yeah.
I hear her because, you know, I'll be trying to go to sleep, but she's still up playing. And then I'll hear her start yelling into the.
Does she apologize after, though?
Oh, she does.
She's Canadian.
Yeah.
How do you find the controllers?
What do you mean, how do I find them?
Well, you said you were troubleshooting missing controllers.
It's literally the old-fashioned, like, tearing apart rooms, trying to find stuff.
Have you not put a tile on it?
That would actually
be good. I've
noticed
you've got a lot of tiles.
I do have
a
lot of tiles. I don't have a tile. I should have a tile on my badge, but I don't. But I do have tile on my keys. I've got tiles on my wallet.
Your phone.
My phone. It's on the back of my phone device in here.
I did notice there's a tile on the back of your watch.
It's a fun time to not be lost. It's come in handy a couple of times for things.
Can we attach a tile to Rick? No.
There, I can neither confirm nor deny there is a tile in the top of my hat, actually. Let me see if I can make it ring. Hang on a second.
No, let's not. Let's continue on with the show. So how do you troubleshoot what happens if you've determined that the audio piece in the controller is bad? Is it replacement controller time?
It's the stupid little plug-in thing.
Oh, the adapter.
The USB type adapter that plugs in the bottom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a chuck and replace. It's an expendable, easy thing to be able to go off and replace. And so I was actually, I took my daughter, the gamer, to the Microsoft store here on campus to buy her a new controller.
Oh. Did she get one of the new fancy ones?
She got a new fancy one, but I was going to suggest she was...
Elite?
No, she didn't get the Elite because she hears that there may be a new Elite coming. And so she follows the gamers for what's going on.
It sounds like you. I'm not going to buy that because there's a new one coming
out.
She
knew because they actually picked up one of the Elites and was going to pick one up. And I'm like, no, we're not buying you an Elite. We're buying you just a regular one. So she picked this really, as she would call, smexy controller.
Smexy.
Smexy controller. Mm. That has some like metallic joysticks that are on the underside of them. It's got this neat neon green kind of color to it. Then it's like a dark gray with some graphics on it, stuff like that. And that was after she decided to share, Dad, I built this custom controller, because you can build custom ones now.
I'm sorry, what?
You can build custom Xbox controllers individually and order them online. And
You build it. You build the virtual.
Right.
I thought she was like physically.
No. Well, she wants to physically build them too, but... Anyway, she ordered that one. She was going to order that one there, but that one's like $120. She says, Dad, I got upgraded grips. I got some cool things here. I got this. I got limited edition that. And I'm like, oh, great. So you're going to use your bank account to go off and buy that. It's like, no. Yeah. It's like, don't you get a discount? It's like, no, I don't get a discount.
Not on that.
So, anyway, she got a new controller. And the main driver behind the controller was the fact that the Xbox S series controllers have the input directly on the controller itself.
Yeah.
You just plug the headset into the controller, eliminating a piece of possible failure things.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
That's
do you have the new Xbox?
I'm still an S guy.
Yeah, so
I have not gotten, because my TVs don't do 4K.
I have one TV.
You've got one that does 4K?
But it's not, we don't game on that machine.
I haven't decided yet if I'm going to take the plunge and get the 4K system. My TVs are due for an upgrade in my house. But then, of course, now the gamer twin wants to have the old TV in her bedroom. I don't have kids with TVs in bedrooms.
No,
right,
that's a no.
Yeah.
That's a hard no.
I'm trying to get her to understand that.
Yeah.
Not working.
No.
Yeah,
that's a hard no. We have a very strict, network shuts off at certain times.
That I can do, and that's what I definitely do.
And that's where having a TV in the room doesn't, though, I mean, I guess if you cut off the network.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's hardwired, you can do that if you have
you
a smart
definitely can't.
Switch.
You cannot play Fortnite without internet connectivity.
That is true.
However, she would figure out, and probably already does, a hotspot on her phone. And then pairing the Xbox to the hotspot to continue to play.
Does it actually get decent enough throughput?
You got it.
Wow. Chaz Rich asking if Patch and Switch are offering any giveaways at their Ignite session. I'll take a Surface Go or an Xbox.
Definitely don't have the budget for that.
No. Because if we had the budget for an Xbox... or a Surface Go, we actually use it
ourselves. We should probably tell people when the show is.
I believe it's Thursday. Is it not?
It's Thursday. Yes.
Because we have to adjust because Friday.
Friday's not. Well, actually, Friday might be available now. If I only knew the guy that was working on the schedule.
Talk to him.
Yeah.
Totally talk to him. Shady Panda says, sounds like there is a downside of having techie parents.
Yes.
Super Tech Boy, they will raffle off $1.380.
It costs too much to get raffle tickets to be able to raffle off $1.380.
Are we going
to? Can you imagine? We should totally get Steven to do like do a 50-50 draw. Giving tickets out to people. Oh, no. You're supposed to collect money and then give the ticket out to people to be able to pay.
It's like $5 for a big stretch.
Yeah, big stretch of tickets. And then we'll be able to do that. And
spent far too much time at the Little League Softball World Series,
and
didn't
we? And that will be able to fund the continued support of having Steve online with us.
Instead of not showing up.
Right.
I think he's on strike at the moment.
No, he's actually disconnected.
What?
He's taking time off.
I didn't approve this.
He's in New York State right now.
Wow.
As far as I know.
I think he's
visiting friends and family.
I believe, actually, I saw Steve tweeting earlier, he's on a boat.
He's on a boat or by a lake, one or the other. I thought I saw him tweet a picture of a trampoline. And I'm like, I don't think it's safe for Steve to be on a trampoline.
Yeah.
Because he probably would fall off into the water.
That's you.
There's a reason why I don't go on trampolines.
Let's see. We have been talking about bringing back the t-shirt thing, where we do t-shirts at a low cost, and then what little tiny margin there is left, we give to our favorite charity.
We should get on that.
What would we put on a t-shirt though? Well, and we don't necessarily have to do it for Ignite. I mean, we've got an audience of at least 20 people that would probably
maybe buy
them, and we can send them to them.
Yeah.
Shipping's cheap nowadays with flat rate shipping.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what do we think? Steve Culane, I believe, says yes, t-shirts, laptop stickers. What would we put on the t-shirts? We did the It's Friday thing. Now I want to change that. Because it's Friday, it says, do you know where your IT guys are? And mm-hmm. I'm trying to be really good about not saying guys.
Right.
And you guys. So I'll say y'all. In the intro, we've changed Announcer Boy's script to say, do you know where your IT pros are?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super Tech Boy's like, do you know where your IT guys are? We're changing that. Do you know? Folks? Does folks work?
I like folks.
Peeps?
Tweeps?
No.
Tweeps? No.
No.
I don't know.
Can we get a shirt of Rick's face? I'd buy that. You have a fan club.
We should have the shirt where it just has like this part up here.
The hat.
And then this
the
part.
Hair.
This the part hair. Up there. The hat and the hair side by side. The hat and the hair side by side.
Except
the hair would be up here and the hat would be yes. down here.
Why not the caricatures of us? I don't know. Why would anybody want to wear our faces on their t-shirts?
Yeah.
VM Pez dispensers graphics. I like that. We'll look into that. We brought this up on the show a couple of times, but nobody's hit us up on Twitter at mm-hmm. Patch and Switch or via Facebook. Facebook.com
for t-shirt suggestions,
or even here for t-shirt suggestions and what we should do. If we want to do the tagline, we can do the tagline like we did last time. I mean, that's fine. It's easy to do.
We need to find better quality shirts.
The shirts were pretty amazing, dude. They're really soft.
I see.
You don't remember
mine
yours?
Disappeared.
Yours disappeared.
I don't know where
like
it
a
went.
Week after you had it.
Yeah. So one of my kids probably has it in their drawer somewhere.
We can do it. I know somebody.
Yeah.
I do.
Let's figure something out.
We know a couple of services. I don't think we're going to get anything done by Ignite. I think that's the timeline's too tight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I think I have a 20 in my wallet, though. Do you think that'll get us some stickers done?
We could probably do stickers. I think we should do stickers again.
I said I think I have a 20 in my wallet because I don't know if my kids have been
The problem is we no longer have access to the graphic. Like, we don't have a high quality version of the graphic. I literally only have like a picture from my phone of the graphic.
No, we've got something somewhere.
I don't know if it's a high res enough, man.
Do you think somebody could recreate it?
I don't know. It's beyond my skills. I tried. It didn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We need a graphics person.
Yeah. We need to ramp up our production. Is what it is. We've got Steve doing everything.
Because we don't have any money to do anything.
We need to have someone to do splash screens. Alfredo Sauce Guy is going to be able to do that for us now.
Yeah.
Is it chicken Alfredo or pork Alfredo? What is it?
Fiverr.com.
Fiverr.com could work, possibly.
Bland Alfredo says 10 feet away.
Bland, yeah, bland 10 feet away. That's sick.
What about the orange picture? I believe that's our logo.
Orange picture?
The Patch and Switch logo.
What do you mean, orange picture?
I'm just going by what Steve asked about.
It's not orange. It's yellow.
It's yellow.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
Or else our graphics are really skewed right now. We should probably move on to the next segment. What is it? It's beer talk.
Well, we haven't talked about beer money.
Well, you did beer money. You said you didn't have any. You're on vacation. I personally haven't even been looking for Xbox controllers.
So random spending. Sorry.
Random spending. No, it's beer talk first.
Well, we can do beer talk. Spending. Okay, let's talk about beer.
Very
briefly.
Simple. Very brief and very simple. Your IPA recipe.
Yes.
Which we made last year as an attempt at a session IPA. Has always, and not always, has been drained for quite some time. I revived the recipe and modified it. So basically, I forked your recipe on GitHub.
Yeah.
Turned it into a hazy IPA recipe.
Yeah.
Changed the yeast out. It hasn't been accepted back into the fork yet. You have to accept the PR.
Oh, okay. I'll
do that. So I've got it in there, so it actually now has much more haze associated with it. And the other trick that I did was, which someone recommended to me, was instead of taking the last edition of hops in the whirlpool to make it super fresh and good,
yes,
throw that hops in during fermentation. So you
and
start
I
the fermentation.
This. I
know, you throw the fermentation in, 24 hours, it starts kicking off really well, throw in the hops. It stops the fermentation. It kind of figures out what the heck is going on, and then it starts fermenting again. And it's making it a hazy IPA.
Oh, that's
so good. So, so good.
Steve says the orange shirt is the future belongs to the curious, with Ignite at the
ooh,
bottom.
Ooh, yes. Oh, it's not a shirt. That's a splash screen that I made. You and I hacked some of the standard stock graphics for Ignite. We can probably do that.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Can a person, this is a legit question. Can a person die from making bad beer in their garage?
No. You can get pretty sick and feel like you've just caught in like the Norwalk virus. I can neither confirm nor deny that's happened to me before. There's been some pretty funky strains of yeast that have materialized.
And you can only imagine.
The worst, honestly, that I find that I have to keep track of is just keeping things clean, man. The spillage of beer, the hops and that sort of stuff that kind of splash out when you're making stuff, it turns into some nasty mold if you don't clean it up. So I've had to do some cleaning of areas to make sure that the infections don't go anywhere. So far, I've been able to keep on top of it.
Yeah.
The last time we were all together brewing, which was the clogger, you brewed the clogger with us, right?
I thought the last time we brewed was the IPA, was it not?
No, the clogger.
Oh, it was the lager. That's
the,
right.
The clogger,
right.
Yeah, because the lager our friends were here from Ohio as well.
Yes.
And he's a bit of an OCD guy, and he got to the point where he was literally spritzing the floor with industrial cleaner and then using a bucket of water and a massive push broom to scrub up
that
the floors
correct.
And then move everything down to the other end and then using a leaf blower to dry it. To get it all done. It was perfect.
It was awesome.
My floor hasn't been clean like that in a while.
At least since you spilled sanitizer on it.
He's not as impressed. He was very impressed it was in the state that it was.
Yes.
Because Pierre Romain was there helping clean before. So he didn't see the actual layers of stuff that was out there. So much better.
I'm going to drop by later on
this weekend.
Yes, this weekend. I was going to say later on this evening. Can't do that. Football scrimmage.
Ooh, yes. Very
Gold
cool.
Game. Will I see you this evening?
I think we're going.
Okay.
I have to find out.
You should be there.
It'll be fun. Who are we scrimmaging against?
It's the team scrimmages against itself, dude. It's JV versus varsity.
Oh, okay.
The Green and Gold
I
game.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Got it.
First
got
game
it,
isn't for a couple weeks.
Got it.
Random
spending, man.
Random spending. Random spending. I'm trying to think if there's any really cool tech gadgets.
The
I'm looking at a really, really expensive tech gadget.
What's that?
A truck.
Well, they are tech these days.
I'm actually negotiating with a couple different dealers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pitting them against each other?
No. I don't actually share the prices. I just...
You think they do? You think they talk to each other? I got this guy. He's tall with some hair. He's in here bugging me.
There's this guy over here. No,
some reason
think
he thinks
do.
Showing up at like 7 o'clock at night is a good idea.
I don't know. So what's interesting is I've done a ton of research.
Of course.
Because
we
why
all
would
do
you
that.
Buy anything without researching
we
it 100 times
yeah,
over?
Yeah.
And I've actually identified there's somebody who's actually shared that a way to get from the sticker price MSRP. You do a bunch of calculations and you can get to the invoice price.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do a bunch of other calculations and you can get generally within 0.5% of their holdback. And so literally like you have all the information that you need to actually make
nice.
A good purchase.
Offer. Yeah.
And
they're still making some money and you're getting a deal.
And that's exactly, I'm not looking to, I know they've got to make money.
Yeah.
And if they're going to take a loss, it's because they're doing volume.
Right.
So it is the 24th of the month and there are a couple of dealers who were out who suddenly this morning have popped back in again. Because it's
close.
The 24th of the month yeah. and they haven't moved their
so, hey, I might
volume.
Be able to close this guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
Interesting.
We'll see. Yeah.
That you're talking about technology and trucks, and that brings it up another thing I saw on Twitter this morning, just to kind of talk about this. There was a tweet that someone put in about a Tesla employee who's left the company and has been posting on a subreddit about working at Tesla in the IT department and working on doing firmware updates to cars and how they all work and what's going on.
Oh.
And it's very interesting stuff about the actual process for how the internal IT stuff works.
Oh, wow.
Very, very cool thread of stuff that's been going on in the Tesla side of things. Like he's talking about how they literally flash the car and flash the firmware of all the different components as the car is moving down the line because they don't pre-flash all the different components inside the car before it goes in.
Right.
It'll be too cumbersome to be able to figure out
yeah.
how to do it.
So they run as it's going down the line. There's a guy underneath with a USB stick.
No, there's an Ethernet port inside of the door. You plug into the Ethernet port,
and they're like they basically image it.
Yeah, but it's cobbled together. Don't look behind the curtain, sausage making kind of stuff that goes on to be able to get things done. And so he's sharing a lot of the details. Which is all very cool. You know,
this is absolutely fascinating. I mean, that's the IT guy in me just went, what?
Yeah, I know.
I
it's totally,
know. How did they do this?
Totally very, very cool. So I'll have to see if I can find that particular
yeah, if you find that
tweet
article,
thread.
Yeah.
That tweet
thread. Shoot it my direction.
You got it, man.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. That's Super Tech Boy asks, can I just jailbreak a Tesla, make it run Windows 10?
No, I can definitely confirm that it is very much Linux that's running on
that. Visio MVP guy in a trench coat flashing the cars. No, different kind of flashing. Different kind of flashing.
Yeah.
No, that's phenomenal. Is it a series of Reddit posts?
If you look for the Twitter account that is called Atomic Thumbs.
Okay.
That's the individual that basically has been reposting the stuff from the subreddit forum. He or she is not the person that's actually posting it.
Gotcha.
But they've got a very nice thread going through it. Mary Branscombe, our good friend from the UK.
Oh, yeah.
She's actually picked it up and is talking about how fascinating it is, how Tesla IT has been working to get stuff done. Very, very cool stuff. That came out just this morning on the subreddits. Is it time already?
It is.
What? We don't even have a name for the show, dude.
I know.
We need three words.
Yeah, somebody, quickly, three words in the chat room for... next
wow.
week's show. We've run out of time.
It's been
I don't
talking
know.
To you, man.
It's good to catching up. We haven't caught up in forever.
Yeah, I know, eh? And we were supposed to have a guest, but they bailed on us this morning.
Oh, really?
I can't tell you who it is.
Of course not. People want to know if there's actually a guest at Ignite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There'll be one. Or two.
Absablog and Lutely, Chaz Rich, Colleen, Decaf Smurf, Desired by Life, Al Temper, Golnaz, Noteworthy Nerd, Pierre Roman, Shady Panda, Slow Cool, Super Tech Boy, V&K, Visio MVP, everybody else who tuned into the show, thank you very much. Until next time, as we like to say, have a weekend, everybody.
Was I supposed to like switch this over here?
Hang on, let me see.
I think
we can,
what if I do this? If I do this?
If you do that.
That's a camera.
No, you don't want to do that because if you do that, things just.
Where's. Do you have the. It's a black screen?